Senate Bill 97, an act to revise the definition of indigent by design for purposes of county poor relief.
Senate Bill 97, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration down our passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, a couple of years ago, we passed some rather landmark legislation dealing with the counties and how the social services in those institutions, how they deal with medical expenses and defining who's eligible and who's not. It was really the three criteria that we worked with. One was to prove whether the individual was insured, whether health insurance was available, or whether the premium was indeed affordable for that particular person. The bill we passed seemed to work very well for the counties, for the hospitals, and for all the folks back home that were involved. But then we had a court case, Beers versus Pennington County, that came along and found that we had a loophole in our law, and this bill merely works to close that loophole. What the old law said is that it's just for employees that were addressed. The judge in that particular court rendered that an employee does not mean a self-employed person or somebody that may have started early retirement or so on. And so when that particular individual came through, they deemed the county had to pay his bills when he had some problems, didn't have health care insurance. Although he could have had health insurance and could have afforded it, that didn't matter. The fact that he was self-employed, he did not qualify under that formula. So this spreads that formula out and will address, though, that everybody that has the ability and can't afford health insurance, that they will indeed be required to do that, or the county is not going to be responsible. There was no opposition in the at the hearing, and certainly would ask for your support of this bill. If there are any technical questions, I'll refer those to my county resident expert in this body, Representative Apa.
Further remarks concerning Senate Bill 97? Hearing none. All those in favor of Senate Bill 97 will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 97.
Representatives McNenny, Putnam, and Cohen. Representative Putnam. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, excused 4.
Senate Bill 97, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.